November 4th is approaching, the date for the general election polls to close, and the ballots to be gathered. This is Janelle Hogan, and with today's Take 5, as we get closer to election night, we'll preview some key races and ballot measures to keep in mind. For Oregon, it's an important year. Current Governor John Kitzhaber is running against Republican opponent Dennis Richardson, a race that has gained recent attention with the controversies regarding Kitzhaber's fiancée. A Portland newspaper uncovered that his fiancée, Sylvia Hayes, married an Ethiopian man for $5,000 in 1997 to help him get his green card. And on October 23rd, Richardson also filed a case against Kitzhaber to investigate if he and Hayes broke ethics laws, since Hayes ran her private consulting business out of the governor's office. Dennis Richardson recently talked on the Lars Larson Show about the case he filed.
I did that along with two sheriffs. We agree about one thing, with the allegations of corruption that have been brought to light by different media reporters, there cannot go forward any trust in our governor without having those things cleared up.
The current negative press coverage has SurveyUSA pointing to a recent poll with nearly 20% of voters shifting to support of Dennis Richardson. But SurveyUSA, Rasmussen Reports, and CBS News are all showing at least a 7-point lead for Kitzhaber. Another contentious political race this election has been between incumbent Oregon Senator Jeff Merkley and his opponent, Republican Monica Wiebe. Wiebe has faced a slew of scandals, including police reports of her stalking her past boyfriend, Andrew Miller, as well as her husband. BuzzFeed also reported apparent plagiarism on her website of a survey from Crossroads GPS and goals stated by her previous Republican opponent, Jason Conger. Wiebe removed the wording from her website, but was afterwards found to have plagiarized from Jeff Merkley in an op-ed. By that time, Webby's side of the race had gathered national attention. Wiebe responded to the media attention about her healthcare plagiarism in her only debate with Jeff Merkley, the KOBI debate.
Well, our campaign already addressed this issue, but I've been involved in health policy for over 30 years.
Wiebe has run against Merkley on the claims that Merkley sides too often with big government ideals. Reports from SurveyUSA to the polling company are showing an 8-to-21-point lead in favor of Merkley. One of the last large races impacting Central Oregonians is between U.S. Representative incumbent Greg Walden and Democrat Aliyah Christopherson for the 2nd Congressional District. Walden has worked in politics since 1981 when he was a press secretary for Congressman Denny Smith. He has represented the 2nd District since 1999. Christopherson is a Bend businesswoman and has served on the Cover Oregon board during the initial rollout. Christopherson spoke with KBND this October about her election chances.
One of the things we have now is this district is 40% Republican, 30% Democrat, but it's 30% non-affiliated and other, primarily non-affiliated. And the non-affiliated have really come out to support me.
But while it's a big election season, there are also some pretty contentious measures on the ballot this go-round, particularly ballot measures 88 through 92. 91 is the measure dealing with marijuana. If it passes, it would allow recreational marijuana to anyone 21 or older, with statewide regulation by the Oregon Liquor and Control Commission. 92 is the ballot measure requiring those who manufacture food to label genetically engineered foods, or GMOs, while 90 would create an open primary election system regardless of the party. The top two candidates would go to the general election regardless of party. 88 has also been getting a lot of interest. It would allow illegal aliens to get driver's cards. Proponents say it would at least give those out on the road basic safety training, while those against the measure think it would encourage immigrants to crowd the state's roads. And while Measure 89 hasn't been getting as much press coverage, as an equal rights amendment, it would also make an impact. It would forbid the state to deny equality of rights based on sex. For all the ballot measures, only a majority is needed to pass, meaning anything over a 50% approval vote. So what about Central Oregon issues? Well, it's also the time to vote for some new city council members, and then there's the race for Deschutes County Commissioner. Mayor Pro Temp Jody Barham, a Democrat, is running against current Commissioner Tony DeBone. At the same time, some local initiatives are looking for pretty large bonds. Sisters School District is asking for a $14.5 million bond. They're looking at a number of improvements after their district had several budgeting and staffing cuts several years back. So what should the election results look like? James Foster, a political science professor with Oregon State, says as far as the major elections go, after the turbulent, crisis-filled summer, people are probably going to be seeking out the known candidates.
I mean, there are lots of reasons to be unhappy and upset. And yet the way that plays out is people vote the familiar, the comfortable, the incumbent.
Janelle Hogan, FM News 100 and 1110, KBND.